Almost every Canadian will have encountered, at some point, the Harper government's eye-catching Economic Action Plan advertisements. The government claims the advertisements are necessary to educate Canadians on various government initiatives. But a newly released poll indicates that the ads have been ineffective. Canada's ruling Conservative Party is imposing harsh austerity measures on ordinary Canadians, arguing that there are insufficient funds to pay for social programs. Meanwhile, the very same government has spent over $100 million of taxpayer money on what analysts have called partisan propaganda.
Well, it's a great example of irresponsible spending in a time that they claim they want from us to be recognizing we're cutting back because of the economy. So we have to question what we're looking at here and go, why on one hand are you spending so much money on ads for infrastructure programs that would always be going through, and then telling us that we have to cut programs and cut different areas here?
The poll of 2003 Canadians found that only three had visited the government's Economic Action Plan website, and none of those polled said they had called the toll-free number provided by the website to ask for further information. It's unclear, therefore, what exactly the taxpayer-funded ads achieved, other than to make the government look like they're doing something to alleviate Canada's economic problems.
And Canadian taxpayers should not be paying for Conservative Party ads. And that's what the Canadian Action Plan advertisements are all about, is a launch of the Conservative Party as opposed to just saying this is a Government of Canada initiative.
Critics note that Harper's government is ideologically opposed to genuine New Deal-style economic recovery programs. Instead, Ottawa believes in trickle-down economics, which leads them to formulate policies which prioritize the interests of capitalists over workers. Critics say such Economic Action Plan ads are merely disseminated to placate the public, while little is being done to genuinely address Canada's grave social problems. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.